Well, hello there. Thank you for taking time to tune in to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. We know you could be doing a lot of other things. In fact, maybe you are doing some other things with one ear on the radio. We are so grateful for your listenership and you being part of the Take Two family. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I am Jerry Usher and Debbie Giorgiani is with me and we're going to pray today.
We are, but before we start to storm heaven, which we want you to call in, it's whom or what are you praying for? Our show, we have two prayer shows a month, but at the beginning of each month, we have the whom or what are you praying for show, which is very popular, and then you don't have to be Catholic to call in. We need you to dial in, though, if you want us to join you in prayer for those special intentions. But before we get started, before I give the number, we all have to wish Jerry Usher a happy birthday. It's his birthday today. A very special day. Thank God you were born. You make this world a much better place, Jerry.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. Yeah, I thank God that I was born too. I've been praying a lot today for thanking God for my parents, Ken and Dorothy Usher. So thanks. They are both with the Lord now, and I pray for them every day, and I pray to them every day. So it's a blessing to have spent these years on this earth and looking forward to hopefully many more with what God has called me to right now. So
it's exciting. Well, we hope you have just a blessed day. And what a great way to start your birthday off in prayer with the whole Take Two family. So it's whom or what are you praying for? If you have a prayer intention you want us to storm heaven for, please call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. So start calling now. I have the prayer book out. I have my pen and paper. The prayer book's ready to go. We'll log everyone in. It can come in through social media. We're waving to everybody. You got the chats going strong. And already the comments are coming in for your birthday, Jerry. So that's wonderful. So thank you. But put your prayer intentions in there as well. Also, you can reach us by email, take2@ewtn.com. That's a great way to reach us. And one more way, Jerry, that is very convenient for your prayer intentions is to text us. We get a lot of texting. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and your brief prayer intention or request, and just know that message and data rates may apply.
Do any of you in the Take Two family belong to a prayer group? If you do, then you know you get together, whether it's weekly or monthly or whatever intervals you get together, and you all pray for one another's intentions. Well, imagine this gigantic prayer meeting around the world. The global Take Two family around the world is tuned in right now and is going to pray for whatever is on your heart, whatever is on your mind. You can call in with an intention for yourself or someone else. Obviously, health intentions are very, very regular on this show. No matter what you're praying for, we pray with you every day. We pray for you every day, but as Debbie said, a couple times a month, we give you this unique opportunity to have your prayers really expressed to the entire world. So let's there's, you know, there's strength in numbers. So join us here, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And please, let's also pray for those that are out there working to serve those that are very much in need, like St. Vincent de Paul. I'm wearing the St. Vincent de Paul hat. There's been a big call out to people who love that ministry, that's working in many of the communities around, especially this country here. And they are in need of volunteers. They're in need of all sorts of things because with the utility bills and everybody struggling, it's really rough during the summer months. And so everybody, you know, a lot of people go on vacation, so they forget St. Vincent de Paul. Please remember them. That's why I wear the visual reminder of the ball cap every once in a while. Just if you're watching on video, maybe you could call the local chapter there of St. Vincent de Paul. Also, Jerry, I've got the first prayer intention logged into the book. It's for a very fine priest that I know and very much love, and he's just in just a little bit of a difficult situation these days, and I just want to pray that he makes the right decision and the best decision for his priesthood and the parishioners that he serves.
Yes, amen. Amen. And I want to lift up in prayer as well. I have some good friends who live in Idaho, And yesterday they were, kind of, I don't know if it was lockdown or stay in shelter in place or whatever, but some unfortunate individual started a fire. It grew to a few acres, and the firemen were the first to get there, and two of them, he actually ambushed them, and he shot and killed two of the firefighters, and others were injured and were in surgery. So I think it happened yesterday or the day before. But anyway, what a horrendous thing. You know, you and I, Debbie, we say it all the time on this show. We love our first responders, and I can only imagine the grief, the shock that their families must be experiencing right now. So. And we pray, obviously, for the strife and the war going on around in any place in the world where there is unrest and a lack of God's peace. So we lift all of these intentions up today and every day.
Absolutely. Where did where what part of the country did this take place in?
It was in Idaho.
Idaho, okay.
I don't remember the exact location.
Okay,
but
no,
many,
that's okay.
Many of
I
our
just
listeners
put it,
have probably heard it, yeah.
Yeah, I just put it down. Oh, my goodness. Okay, lots of prayers. And then, of course, all of the disturbances, everything that's happening in the Middle East and around the world, we are praying for all everyone. Also, the souls in purgatory we pray for, those who have no one to pray for them. We pray for the unborn. We pray, we pray, we pray, we pray. You get the picture. But you know what? Obviously, you do understand what's going on here with the way we hold these two prayer sessions every single month, because we have full phone lines. So we're ready for our first set of calls, Jerry.
All right, we will get to those here in just a moment. We'll get a short pause right before we do that. 833-288-EWTN. Actually, Maria watching on YouTube. Hello, Maria says, my prayer request is for my cousin, Teresa Mary, who is battling stage 4 tongue cancer. Her battle has been difficult this last year, also with the death of her only son last year. Oh, my goodness. So, Maria, she says, thank you. Well, Maria, we thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to pray for these important intentions along with you. So,
Okay, Maria, we have Teresa Mary in the prayer book, and for the loss of her son. That is, a lot of people are experiencing loss and illness, and we take this very seriously, you guys, and we stay with you the whole time when you're going through all of this. So please stay with us. You'd like to fill that phone line there. We had someone just drop. They left their message, and that's okay. We understand that. You got to get going. You got a busy day, but we'd love to hear your voice at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Whom or what are you praying for today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on Jerry's birthday? We'll be right back. It's our Whom or What Are You Praying For show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And before we get to Lorena, who's on the road in the great state of Texas, listening on Sirius XM 130, Lorena, don't go anywhere. We want to share with our listeners, if you have the TuneIn app, you can listen to the EWTN radio live stream. Go to TuneIn and search EWTN. So simple to do, Jerry. I love that. And Jerry, the messages are coming in for your birthday pretty fast. So everybody is wishing you a happy, happy birthday. Lorena's up first on our Whom or What Are You Praying For. Lorena, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Thank you, Lorena.
I just want to say I love listening to your show, and I'm driving from California to Texas to be with my dad. He's having a medical procedure on July the 3rd, and I'm just asking for prayers that there's no complications and that he stays strong in his faith. He's really nervous about it, and I'm trying to have a brave faith and strong, because I know he'll feed off my energy. So I'm just asking for prayers for my dad, but also for me, that I stay strong. As you can tell, I'm already emotional.
Yes.
So I don't want to have him see that on my face, because I know that'll make him worry.
Right. So, Lorraine, a couple quick things, because I'm logging it into the books. July 3rd is the procedure. Do you feel comfortable giving us his first name?
Yes, ma'am. His name is Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S.
Okay. And is this a life-threatening procedure or something that is routine procedure?
It's routine, but could have life-changing consequences.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, and it's on July 3rd. That's my husband's birthday. So we will definitely remember your dad, but we'll start praying the day before. Well, actually, we'll start today, but we'll start praying the day before for the medical team, the surgical team. Please let your dad know that anytime there's surgeries, I especially, for me, and I'll ask Jerry who he goes to, but for surgery, I go to Padre Pio. So it's very, very, very comforting, because knowing that Padre Pio is in this, he was a very tough priest. And so knowing that he's in the operating room makes me very comfortable. So I'll be going to Padre Pio, Lorena. Jerry, who are you going to?
Padre Pio is great. St. Luke was a physician. By tradition tells us that. So you can go to St. Luke and really just storm. We'll storm heaven for all of the saints and angels to intercede for your dad's procedure. Okay, Lorena?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Pray, hope, and don't worry, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And safe driving. You stay safe, okay, getting to Texas.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you, Lorena. All right, phone line is open there. Whom or what are you praying for today? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Christ the King Radio is how Mary is listening to the program in Louisiana this morning. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Welcome.
I wanted to ask prayers for my very good friend, Sandra, who has a recurring breast cancer, and she's so kind. She lives with her mom, and she does everything for her mom. Mm. She brings her places. She's just a wonderful person. And wow. I'm just asking for a healing. And I always pray to St. Joseph.
Okay, yeah. St. Joseph. Okay. We love going to St. Joseph. We were consecrated to St. Joseph. So absolutely, we'll join you for Sandra. And please, is she a woman of faith, Mary?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Well, then please let her know she's got a huge family around her. I mean, this is a tough thing, you know, having, you said it, with a recurring breast cancer, that's tough. And it's a difficult disease to fight, and it can really take you down. So we're going to pray for a lot of strength, a lot of healing, a lot of courage, and a lot of blessings for her. Okay.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for the call. We got a prayer intention from Rich. He says, prayers for my mom, Ramona, who's having cataract surgery today. So, Rich, part of the show team, we will be sure and pray for your mother, Ramona, for that procedure today.
Definitely. Go to St. Lucie. Go to St. Lucie for sure. Okay, and we've got those all logged in. Everybody's caught up to date, and we're going to move to Sid. Sid is in Texas on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Sid. Thanks for waiting, and welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, you go right ahead.
Okay, happy birthday, Jerry.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I run a food pantry in rural Texas, and because of Trump's different things that he is doing, the food bank where we get a lot of our things from have had quite a few of their programs cut, which means that it falls back on us, and our programs are being cut. So I'm asking for prayers for help in being able to have all the things that we need to serve the needs of our community.
Yeah, we will definitely pray for that, Sid. This is so very important, and thank you for bringing it to our attention. And, you know, there have been many miracles. I don't know if you are aware of this. There's one place in New Mexico, I think it's maybe the Lord's Ranch or something like that, and that was started by a priest, and they have had actually miracles of God providing food and necessities for the people that they serve. So, Sid, we're definitely going to keep this in our prayers, because what you're doing, the work that you're doing, is vitally important. It's very needed.
It's a work of mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that is so true. And so we pray for abundant blessings for you, Sid. And I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, that's why I'm wearing a St. Vincent de Paul hat, because of just of so many things that have been hard on these wonderful organizations that are going out there trying to serve those that are less fortunate. And so we want to make sure we have the resources to provide for everyone. So thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you all very much, and I greatly appreciate your prayers, and thank you for your program. You are a blessing, and I listen to you all the time. So have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too. You too, Sid. Thank you very much. Just we love the loyalty of the Take Two family. You guys are amazing. Mm-hmm. The love you show us is given right back to you from not only me and Debbie, but the show team and everybody at EWTN.
Absolutely. We've got big hearts all the way around. That's what draws us all together. It's through the heart, and that's a beautiful thing. So let's go to Kathy. Kathy's in Collegeville, Pennsylvania on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. So my prayer request is for my two adult children, Andrew and Jenya, that they come back to the Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. And with that, I have a granddaughter who will be 3 years old on the 4th of July, and she has not been baptized yet. So all this causes me great pain, as you can imagine. So mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. pray every single day that they come back to the church.
Do you have access, meaning do you take care of your granddaughter? Do you get to see her?
I don't. They live down south. I mean, we're going to be driving there to celebrate her third birthday on the 4th. But mm-hmm. no, we don't see them as often as I would like because we're in Pennsylvania.
Okay. If it's okay with you, give us your permission if it's okay with you. I put them all in the book. But we're going to focus on your granddaughter. Obviously, we're going to focus on your son and daughter. But, I mean, we're going to do some intense focusing on because your granddaughter needs to be baptized.
Oh, I know. And pains me greatly. And I mm-hmm. I try to bring this up with my daughter, and she's of this thinking when she gets older, she will choose her faith or be initiated. I'm not really sure, but my granddaughter's name is Emery.
Okay, well, we will pray. We're going to go to the Blessed Mother, and we're going to ask the Blessed Mother to really step in and really help in this situation, to have your daughter be open to having her baptized now. And so we're going to go for that. And I think that if you add a little bit of fasting with almsgiving, a little bit of fasting, it doesn't have to be from food, but a little bit of fasting with almsgiving, let's see if we get a little faster movement in that area, okay?
That would be great, yes. Sooner the better, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and Kathy, I would encourage you, there's a blessed that Debbie and I really love to point people toward, and his name is Bartolo Longo, L-O-N-G-O. Blessed Bartolo Longo. So he's on his way to being canonized a saint. And not that you're the people that you're talking about now, your son and daughter-in-law, you know, got into this, but he was actually a satanic priest for a while and engaged in some things we can't even mention on the radio. And through the prayers of loved ones, he returned to the Catholic faith, and now he dedicated himself to the Virgin Mary and the Rosary. Mm-hmm. And now, like I said, he's on his way to being a canonized saint. So there is nobody's ever outside the reach of God, the reach of God's mercy. And Kathy, your prayers are going to be exactly the fuel that is going to inspire and prompt God to bring them back in his time, and very, very strongly, I believe.
I agree.
That's reassuring. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome. Absolutely. Yeah.
Keep us posted after you go down and visit them. Let's see if you may have an interesting conversation with your daughter that where she's open to it. And just remind her that, you know, I understand her intention of letting her daughter decide, what she wants to be when she grows up, what she wants to believe when she grows up. I understand that intention. I don't agree with it. I see where people are doing that, though. But the result is that kids end up choosing nothing. So if she wants her daughter to choose nothing, then she's headed right in that direction. So I know that sounds very, very direct, but it is, because this is her daughter has every right, I believe, to be able to brought into the family of God in such a beautiful way through the sacrament of baptism, to receive those graces, because this world is hard enough, and we need the graces in order to make it even better in this world. Right, Kathy?
Yes, definitely. I so believe in the power of prayer. It's just the more prayers, the better.
Oh, yeah. But you're in a good place, because a lot of grandparents don't even get to see the grandkids. So you're at least given an opportunity to see them and be with them. And so maybe the door is going to open. And when that door opens, you take it. And with God's grace, it'll all work out.
I actually bought for her birthday two little board books, one of Catholic prayers and the other of saints.
Good.
For children.
Good.
So yeah. I'm hoping little by little, I gave her a rosary pacifier. I mean, I'm just trying to do little things to keep that alive, the Catholic faith.
I love it. I love it.
Well, Kathy, I am actually living proof that giving your child a rosary will help. I'm sitting here in part today because about 40 years ago, my mother gave me a rosary for my birthday. And I thought, well, if my mother cares enough to give me a rosary, I should care enough to learn how to pray it. And of course, once you bring our Blessed Mother into your life, it's just buckle up time because, you know, she's got beautiful plans to lead you to her son. So I tell you that. Hopefully that'll give you a little bit more encouragement, Kathy.
Both so much. I appreciate all that you do. And happy
you're so
birthday,
welcome.
Jerry.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kathy. We've got some more messages coming in. Would you like to share those on the show document? We got some that couldn't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking on the call screening screen here too.
Prayer for Kate in Ohio.
Her daughter is Sarah.
Right.
Yeah.
Her daughter, Sarah, so Kate called in, couldn't hold. She's in Ohio. Her daughter has lost belief in God. Her name is Sarah, so everybody, please, we put Sarah in the prayer book. Kay, know, be assured of our prayers. And Sarah said on YouTube, wave, Jerry. Hi, you guys, I love the YouTube chats. You guys are awesome. Happy birthday, Jerry. God bless you always. Love this show.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate that so very much.
Beautiful.
Good. We're praying today. Would you like us to pray for something of yours, an intention? Whom or what are you praying for? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. We will go to Salem, Massachusetts. Jean, listening on the Station of the Cross today. And we'll get to Jean. There we go. Hi, Jean. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for calling in. What can we pray for with you today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I listen to you every single day, and
thanks.
I pray for the others. But my request is that my mother had diabetes, and so I inherited it, and I've had it for ever since I was probably about 40 years old. I'm 87 now, and it's starting to get uncontrolled, and it causes me to always have a high numbers, and I can't hardly eat because every time I eat, it goes up. So I'm really hoping for a miracle that God will heal my diabetes.
Okay, well, let me just start by saying we've got you in the prayer book, Jean. You sound very strong. So here's what we need you to do. You need to go to your guardian angel and grab as many of your go-to saints as possible that you lean on and have them circle around you to have you manage this diabetes so that you can function. Okay, but your guardian angel, bring your guardian angel in, ask your guardian angel to help you with this. Okay, and we're going to be praying as well. Oh, got it?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your listenership, Jean. It means the world to us. We don't have a show if it's not for you, Jean, and the rest of the Take-Two family. So thanks for being part of this Whom or What Are You Praying For broadcast. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We have Diana and Lisa and Terry and Tina. And one line open that Jean was on right there, if you'd like to occupy that line and share with us and share with the world what you're praying for today.
Okay, so real quickly, again, if you have to get going and you need to text us, just text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put your prayer request in. We'll get it. Just know that message and data rates may apply. That's the letters EWTN to 58177. And Jerry and I will be right back.
Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. here on EWTN Radio. We love being with you on every show, whatever the topic is, but we especially are honored and blessed to be able to pray with you, whatever your intentions happen to be. And that's what we're doing today. It is whom or what are you praying for? So when a line opens up, we would love to have you join us. Debbie gave the text number right before the break there. And you can also put your comments on the social media chats and a lot of ways you can get a hold of us. But it's important that we keep one another in prayer and lift up our one another's intentions. So let us know what yours are. Just be quickly before we go back to the phones, want to send our congratulations out to another great EWTN radio partner celebrating 6 years in Kansas, 6 years with EWTN. It's KKSJ 107.5 serving Beloit, Kansas. Congratulations to Doug and his great team at Cornerstone Charitable Foundation from your friends here at EWTN.
Beautiful. Okay, we'll get back to the phones. Diana is up next in Littleton, Colorado. Beautiful place to live. I love Littleton. And listening on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Debbie and Jerry. Happy birthday.
Hi, Diana.
Jerry.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome. God bless. My birthday was yesterday, so we're pretty close.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, Debbie.
Wonderful.
I met you a few years ago at Light of the World Catholic Church.
Yes, Diana, absolutely. I know. That's what I was remembering when I saw the call come in. It's so beautiful. How's everybody doing there?
Thank
good?
You.
Yeah.
I hope you have a really blessed birthday. I'm keeping both of you in my prayers. I love your show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. So what's
You're
cooking?
Welcome.
What do you want to pray for?
Well, let's pray for our nephew, Bryce. He's at probably 48 or 49. He needs a bone marrow transplant, and he just got a divorce recently, so pray for his daughters, three daughters.
Okay.
Then for our grandkids, Elliot, Norma, to know Jesus and to get baptized and go to church.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
number one prayer intention, all the prayer intentions for kids and grandkids. Yes. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, what comes to my mind, Diana and Debbie and everybody else, is, this passage in scripture where Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. And why that comes to mind, Diana, is because you are a branch on the vine of Jesus, therefore tapping into the vine, his divine power and authority and graces and mercy and blessings, you can pray those upon all of these family members of yours, and Jesus he'll respond and he'll honor that because we're connected to him as branches on the vine. So
that's right.
I would say have a great sense of confidence in the promises of Jesus, Diana, and everybody else, who's really suffering and sorrowful over family members who are away from the faith. We need to be, trusting, confident in God that he's going to answer our prayers.
Absolutely. Diana, we've got everybody logged in. We've got you in the book as well. And also, please let everyone know at your beautiful parish I said hello, okay?
I will. We just lost our priest. He's taking a new assignment, so we're going to miss him. Oh, I already do miss him.
Oh,
Father
that's
Matt.
That's Father Matt. Yeah. Oh, what a wonderful priest. Well, he's. I'm
oh,
sure.
I know. He's been asked by the Archbishop Aquila to. He's kind of going to be. Well, he's going to be kind of like his special assistant with the priests that are all coming in and the deacons over all of them. And I think it's just the Denver diocese.
Sure.
But it's
sure.
big.
Well, that's a big assignment
a big
for him.
Job.
Yeah, that's a big assignment. But Father Matt is always so wonderful, and he's a strong supporter of Catholic radio. So is Archbishop Aquila. So you're very blessed to live in that archdiocese, Diana.
A good priest, Father Anthony, and then we're getting, he started probably today. The one that replaced Father Matt.
Nice. Well, we love our priests. Well,
yeah.
Diana, you have a beautiful summer in the gorgeous state of Colorado, okay? And you stay in touch with us.
Thank you. And I hope you guys have a beautiful summer.
Thank
Debbie
you.
Debbie and Jerry.
Thanks,
Happy birthday again, Jerry.
Thank you,
I'm
Diana.
I'm keeping you in my prayers every day.
Thank you. I will take that. Believe me, I appreciate it.
And happy birthday back to you, Diana. Okay. It was yesterday. There you go. Okay. All righty. God bless you. All these end of June, July babies, you guys are all freedom babies.
That's right. Well, and she mentioned Archbishop Aquila, who's, you know, a friend of ours, Debbie. He was our chaplain on our Holy Land pilgrimage a number of years ago. And just fine archdiocese, great priests. In fact, at the Institute for Priestly Formation, the priests come from all over the country to be our spiritual directors during the six-week program. And mine was Monsignor Bernie Schmitz, who is from the Archdiocese of Denver. And I don't know, he was going to leave this morning. I don't know if he has like Sirius radio in his car, but I had a hunch in my spirit that he might be tuned in. So, Monsignor, if you are, if you're not, that's okay. But if you are, drive safely, and thank you again for your wonderful direction while you were here at this program.
Oh, that was sweet. Okay, we're going to get to Lisa. Lisa's in Virginia, listening on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi, hello.
Hello. You go right ahead.
My prayer request is for multiple illnesses in my family. Most difficult at the now is that my son Alex, who's in his late 20s, 3 years ago he started having some neurological pain, and we've been to so many doctors. He had some back issues, he had a couple surgeries, but this particular pain, which is one just doctor described as hell on earth, it just, we've been unable to find any help for him. And so now he's on pain medications, which is a whole another set of problems. And he does have some days that are better, but there are sometimes periods of, you know, where he really despairs because it's just like constant torture. And so this very serious condition, in addition, I'm taking care of my husband, who's a long-time MS patient, and he's a quadriplegic now. So it's very difficult. So that caring for them, you know, affects my health.
That's a lot.
I want my son to be able to move on with his life. It's, everything's been halted, you know.
Lisa, a question for you. So is your son living with you, or is he on his own?
Well, he was pretty much on his own, but now he's totally dependent on us now.
Okay. Lisa, when was the last time you had your house blessed?
I don't know.
Okay. Could you do me a favor when you get a chance? You're so busy. I know you're so busy, and we're praying for strength for you. What if you can, the next time you go to Mass and you see Father, ask him if you can arrange for him to come over and do a blessing on your house. For many reasons, Lisa, there's a lot going on in your home. You're taking care of your husband. Your husband's fighting an illness. Your son's fighting an illness. You've got a lot happening. And we need to make sure that your home is in a beautiful spiritual position to receive blessings and graces. I just want to make sure, because obviously they're spending a lot of time at home, given the illnesses. So I just want to, and if maybe just ask Father if he could bless the home.
He comes on like most Fridays, not all Fridays, to give my husband communion.
Perfect.
But he's always in such a rush. I feel like it's an imposition. I can barely say hello to him. He's in and out. And,
Well, in this case, I would just say, Father, could you set aside 15 minutes and walk through my house and bring your kit with you, with your holy water or blessed salt or whatever you use to bless the house, and tell him you heard it on Catholic radio.
Okay.
Blame it on Debbie.
Yeah, blame it on me. Seriously, blame it on me, Lisa.
And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to spring it on him, you know. Just say, Father, one of these upcoming visits, can you please make sure that you set aside enough time to do this for us? And,
that's right.
You know, and you know, have him just say, Father, please, whatever Friday that's going to be, can you let us know in advance? We'll be ready here. And if you can take just those extra few minutes that Debbie said, you know, this is what priests do. It's what they're ordained for, and it's what we sign up for. So, we'll pray, Lisa, that he will be able to do that. You know, that he will realize that, he's busy and time is of the essence, but this is being a priest, is to do things like this. So,
Okay, Lisa, and we've got you covered in prayer because you need the strength and perseverance, and you need to keep up your health. Okay.
Okay, you have Alex in the prayer book, right?
We do, Lisa. Oh, you're such a beautiful soul. You care so much about your family. But the beauty of that, Lisa, is God and Our Lady, they care so much about your family. They care so much about you. So you've got a lot of heavenly support. We just have to tap into it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa, God bless you. You definitely go with our prayers. Vicky texted in, please pray for my adult sons who aren't practicing the faith.
Number one prayer intention.
Number one prayer intention. Mm-hmm. Runaway number one prayer intention by far. So, Vicky, I don't know if you were listening about 10 minutes ago, but we recommended go to Blessed Bartolo, B-A-R-T-O-L-O, Bartolo Longo, L-O-N-G-O. He's a blessed in the church. He was not only away from the faith, but was a high priest in a satanic cult and took part in really a lot of unspeakable things. And through the prayers of his loved ones, I think he was in his father and mother, Debbie, or one of the two of them. He found his way back to the church. Now he's on his way to being a canonized saint. So,
and when they're on the way to being a full canonization, they're very, very active. And so that's why we keep tapping into these saints like Blessed Carlo Acutis, Pier Giorgio Frassati, Blessed Bartolo Longo, Father Delindo Rotolo. I mean, it goes on and on. They're very active. Mm-hmm. Saint Charbel. Go to Saint Charbel, too, if you haven't, if you're listening, go to Saint Charbel. Very active. Okay, Terry's up next in Denver, Colorado, on our friends at Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Terry. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Oh, I'm on the air?
You are on the air, yeah. What can we pray for with you today?
Please pray for my sister-in-law. Her name is Marta. Marta was diagnosed with glioblastoma 2 years ago, and she's been fighting a valiant fight, but it's getting harder for her now. She's in a wheelchair, and her husband, my brother, Bill, takes such beautiful care of her, and I just want prayers for her that every morning she wakes up with a smile on her face. She says, "Oh, thank you, Jesus, I get another day. I'm so happy." And she's turned everything over to Jesus. She never, I think I've seen her shed tears once or twice, but she has such an attitude, it's unbelievable. She is teaching all of us by example.
Mm-hmm. You just said the key word, Terry. I was gonna go in that same direction. The example that your sister-in-law is giving, Marta, did you say her name was Marta?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the example. I mean, we're going to pray for her, definitely, for strength, for encouragement, for perseverance, but also for healing. We're going to go big with God here and pray along with you for a healing. As we do that, it sounds like you and she and others know this already. She is going to have an impact on people that you won't even know right now. There are going to be people in her life, maybe even people who are not regularly a part of her life. God is going to use her witness, the witness of her, you know, greatly, like you said, embracing the suffering with great courage. God is going to use that in a powerful way, and we can never overlook that, the fact that God uses the crosses that he gives us for our own purification and sanctification, but also for that of other people. So please, I'm sure Terry, I'm sure Marta probably knows this, but have her, you know, offer every split second of this to God for the salvation of souls, because one soul lost is too many. We don't want a single soul to go to hell. And so we pray that, you know, she will not only be healed, but also that God will use this in a powerful way to bless all those around her, Terry. Debbie, I don't know if you have anything you wanted to add.
No, and I just wanted to say, Terry, you were speaking about your brother who takes such great care, Bill, and we're praying for him, their family, your family. We're praying for you. We're kind of like we do what Padre Pio does. He takes on the whole family, and that's what we do here on Take Two. We take on the whole family. So we've got your intentions in the book, too, as well. Okay, Terry?
Thank you very much. And pray for, if anyone wants to pray a rosary at 1 o'clock Central Time every Thursday, 30 people come to her house and they all pray the rosary together for Mary, for Marta.
Wow.
She and Bill used to attend Mass every single morning at 7 a.m. In Kansas City. And I don't think they do that now, but the people that they know from church come and pray the rosary
at their house for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Terry, by you saying that and you sharing with us what their spiritual routine was, you do realize that they are saints in the making there, and what they're going through is all part of that. And if the goal is, which it should be the goal for all of us, to get back to God, to get to heaven, Bill and Marta, they're on a beautiful road. Even though it's difficult, they're on a beautiful road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I totally believe that. Mm-hmm. And I know that her parents, my parents, are already up there praying for her. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed by a very beautiful spiritual family. I'm the oldest of 9 kids. All of us are still in the church.
Wow.
I am so grateful to all the examples that my parents gave all of us, and their parents on both sides were the same. So I feel very blessed, and I know that is the strength that Marta draws from and Bill draws from. He went from being a gastroenterologist to a caregiver. It was a hard adjustment for him, I think. But he's doing a beautiful job.
Wonderful. Mm. He sounds like a saint of a man, and your sister-in-law Marta sounds like a saint of a woman too.
Yep.
We won't canonize them right now, but we'll say maybe they're, you know, as they go accept this cross from the Lord, they could very well be, you know, headed for that, you know, great sanctification through all of this. Terry, we're going to be praying for all of us. Thank you for gracing the program today with your call from Denver. We appreciate that. Listening again on our friends at Catholic Radio Network. We're going to get to as many of you as we can here. I want to just pause for just a very quick second here and let you know that Open Line Tuesday is this afternoon, coming up not too long from now, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, hosted by Father Wade Menezes. Today's topic is the beauty of Catholic piety and devotion, and also a focus on faith, family, and fellowship. That's Open Line Tuesday this afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, with Father Wade Menezes.
Okay, and we are going to go to Patty. Patty's in Irondale, Alabama, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Patty.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm going to keep it quick because I know there's a lot of people there, but I'm so blessed with the most beautiful son that I was able to adopt back in the 90s. And he moved to Indiana, met a wonderful woman. They just converted to Catholicism a year and a half ago. And they have a beautiful son, my grandson, Eric. Eric is so gifted. And he was, my son actually adopted Eric. So it's like this generational thing that God's been doing. And so Eric is just this brilliant young man. And he's humble, he's kind, he's beautiful, and they don't have a lot of money, and my son, he wanted to go to Notre Dame, and he applied for a summer scholars program in biochemistry because he's pre-med, he wants to be a doctor. And so I told my son, I just heard the Holy Spirit saying, don't let money be the reason. And so he went ahead and applied for that scholars program. And he's there right now. He got accepted, and he also got a full scholarship for this program. And last weekend they told him that because of this program and being in it, that he has like a 50% better chance of getting accepted there in 2026. So I'm doing everything I can and just sending out a lot of prayers because I have such a feeling for him and his life and what he wants to accomplish, not just for himself, but for the whole world. That if it's God's will for him to be accepted at Notre Dame in 2026.
Sure. His name is Eric, Patty. Did you say Eric?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I've got a couple thoughts here. The first one is I'm jealous because it was my dream growing up to go to Notre Dame.
That's right.
So I have a little holy jealousy here, Patty, but fantastic. This is wonderful, you know. And when we're generous with God, he'll be generous back to us in a million times over. And, you know, and you mentioned the generational thing of the adoption here. You know, there was generosity, you know, on your part. And God looked at that, and your son, you know, through the adoption of Eric, God is going to look on that and say, you know what, there is great generosity and an opening of hearts here to those who are in need in these situations, and God is going to bless that. It just sounds like, I just have a feeling, Patty, this is just the beginning of the shower of blessings for Eric and really for all of your family, I believe.
Thank you. Yeah, I when I was raising Kyle, and his father passed away in 2018. It was very sad. So it's just, you know, him and I. And I haven't actually been married, so that's a beautiful thing to do. But I would hear, like, God to me, it was like God's voice say to me, if for no other reason, like, me being here was, like, for him. Then I took Eric to a Catholic church. He wanted to go with me one Sunday when I was visiting them. And he's like, yeah, I'll go. And we were sitting in church, and it was that same. I just heard, like, God's voice just say, and for him. And I was, and I started crying immediately. So I was like, oh, my gosh, like, there's something here.
Right.
And so just that whole walking in faith. And thank you.
Yeah, walking in faith, staying faithful, keep going, keep persevering, and the blessings will come. They'll come at just the right time.
Thank you.
You got this. Okay, yeah, beautiful absolutely. Call. Beautiful. Okay, we're going to go to Ginger in Dixie County, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Ginger, you've got the floor. You go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'm asking for prayers today for my daughter and actually her family. She just recently got married, and the marriage is not going well. I think they jumped into it too fast. Mm-hmm. She is a recovering alcoholic, struggling with her recovery. She gave up teaching because it was the administration part of it was just so stressful. Mm-hmm. And now she's looking into tutoring. So it's more of one-on-one and not having to deal with all the administration.
Right.
So she really, really needs our prayers, your prayers, everybody's prayers. Mm-hmm. And my grandson is 15, and he's in that mix and really struggling with the whole mix.
Yeah.
But he's a freshman in high school, got into the Catholic high school there in Ocala, and is doing wonderful there.
Good.
But emotionally...
Right.
There's lots of struggle there.
Okay, so I want
asking for prayers for all of them.
You got it. Ginger, I want to tell you something before, you know, we can see all the calls on the call screen and on our computers. And as we were waiting for your call to come up, I sensed it so quickly and I went to prayer and I sensed it very fast that somebody else was struggling in this family, and you just said your grandson. Okay, Ginger, please, your daughter, your grandson, the husband that she just married, everybody needs help. They need professional help because it does not sound like they're going to come out of this just by waking up one day and feeling different. They either need counseling, coaching. Is your daughter Catholic?
Raised Catholic, but no, they're not going to church. None of them are.
Okay. Well,
grandson's not even baptized.
Okay. So then this might be a great opportunity. Let's look at this as the positive. Have her check out CatholicInRecovery.com, or you even call CatholicInRecovery.com. They are a really good organization. There's CatholicCounselors.com, the pop checks. There's our coaching ministry, Stand Tall. We're at StandTallToday.com. They need help around them to bring them back, and so that your daughter can stop struggling with this alcohol, the alcohol addiction. Your grandson can start living a peaceful life as a teenager, and that things come together where it's they have good employment, and then work, and then we'll work on the marriage. But let me tell you, Ginger, I sensed it so strongly. They need professional help, so we're going to pray for that. Please be open to it. It may take you to initiate it.
Oh, the courts are initiating it. Something just happened last week that the courts are now involved, and I'm hoping that they will be required. I mean, she had a domestic abuse situation about 5 years ago with somebody else.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I have been preaching counseling for years.
Okay,
for
good.
Years, and they just won't go. But now it looks like it's going to be required.
Good.
And they seem open to it.
Good. And that's what we'll be continued prayers for, and that they get the right counseling team around them to help them. I sensed it so strongly. I just want to confirm what you are going through, because it came through loud and clear. I think the good Lord's trying to let you know that that's the next steps for them. And so we'll pray that this happens.
Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And also keep my husband in your prayers. He's 87, has dementia. And that's another in the mix of all of this is his dementia. So,
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to go through. But you keep your strength. We're praying for you as well. Okay.
Thanks, Ginger. Kathy in Minneapolis, you hear the music there. The show is closing, but we will pray for your daughter with the ovarian cysts. We will definitely lift that up in prayer. Cynthia in Canada, praying for your daughter who lost her faith at university. That's a very familiar story, but again, God is in control of all of that, and you planted the seed. So Kathy and Cynthia, so sorry that we won't get to you on today's broadcast, but Debbie, it has been an amazing prayer meeting today.
It has, and we got everybody logged into the book. Thank you to the show team. You guys did such a great job. Everybody worked so hard, and we thank you to the show team and the affiliates that carry the program. Oh, you're doing such a great service for your listeners. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. And Jerry, happy birthday.
Thank you, Debbie. God bless.